All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast, folks. My name is Eddie Greer, the third, aka EG3, for the latest episode of the EG3 podcast here, folks. Sports running whenever point comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, playing two here in this podcast. This is the second recording of the day here, recording this on this late afternoon. Here in Kansas City, Missouri, February 27th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode again. EG3 Podcast underneath the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. You can type in any of those titles. You should be able to find it wherever you listen to your podcast. And folks, final details, final planning, final crossing eyes, dotting I's, crossing T's, why do you want to say that there as well as we get ready. This podcast gets ready for a huge weekend coming up here in another less, probably 2 weeks. Yep, 2 weeks. Why did I say probably? In 2 weeks there, everybody knows that by now, if you've been a follower of this podcast here, going to New York for the 2026 United Airlines New York City Half Marathon going down. Their next month, cannot believe it's almost here pretty much. This is crazy. So on the next episode, obviously, that I record, not this one, because we're gonna talk a little bit of football. Really this topic goes to probably every sport, team sport, individually or team sports, you want to call it. We'll get into that, and of course, I'm going to go through this cup schedule here of NASCAR. Yep, another episode of NASCAR, baby. This was a NASCAR podcast. After the first year that I did just a unique, your usual quote-unquote sports podcast first year, and then I wanted to be different, go on island and do something else different, talk NASCAR for a little bit for a handful of years before deciding to add back in everything else, including the adventures of EG3 running. So you got that. We have that going on right now. So yeah, that. So everything's gonna get crazy here. So this here. So I'm actually finalizing some details a little bit. And no, I'm not gonna share those right now because I know I have a lot of people that listen, a lot of friends listen to the show. Obviously, want to know what's going on. And yeah, that's how we're at that. What y'all should know, right? So opportunity there. We got the opportunity. A rare opportunity that a lot of people are hungry for, right? And as I'm sitting here recording the second podcast of the day for this particular podcast here, I believe the lottery is locked up, gate up, shut, closed, over. So that's done there. If you have not did that, one opportunity to throw your name in the hat like I did for this half for the second time in the second straight year in a row. Yeah, you'll have to wait till next year. Yeah, so New York City, known for the full marathon, part of the, seven stars now? Seven gold stars now? I should just laugh the podcast with this. I do have a gold star, yes. Chicago. The last time I ran something big like that. Now, this is the half I'm running. I'm not running the full. Had to clarify that. No, this is not the full marathon. This is the half, iconic half where it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be something. Maybe a double less. If I shave off half of the population that I was running with at Chicago, just a little bit, slightly over half, then you get the picture, right? this is all of a sudden shaking out to be pretty epic after some changes that I made. I'll discuss that when it all goes down. I'll go down for sure. I'll discuss that, postcast, obviously, after every race that Eddie participated in this year, and speaking of making changes, there could be a change looming as far as race schedule goes. So not that I plan anything out anyway, because I only had, this race, and then I did. Now I am going to tell you. I'm going to tell you this. We're going back to the trolley run. Yes, sir. I'm working on Saturdays now, so having to adapt a little, having to make a change there as well. You know, so wanted an extra day. I have to get with the group runs
on Saturday.
Had to give up that. You have to make up sacrifices and all that other stuff. So, to make a little bit of extra cash, you know what I'm saying? So, there's that. I will say, share on that. So, we are going back. This podcast is going back to the Charlie Run. Yes, sir. That we missed out on because running the stupid marathon last year. Oh, like the marathon last year. Ain't falling for that this year. No. Not doing no like that. Obviously, because we want it. Because the next day, stay on the sidelines. Cold, sore. Well, yeah. And not to boot, it was raining. A little bit of raining. And I think for the last 2 years of that event, it's been, like, overcast for whatever reason. Maybe because it's April. April showers bring May flowers. That old saying that a lot of people say still now. Yeah, so, and all that. It was cold, a little bit of cold, rainy. Sitting on the sidelines with a couple of teammates over there. And watching everybody else race that. That sucked. Hey, wait, did you perform? I performed in the Olympic marathon? No, sir. So, we're doing that. We already signed for that. And a potential, I'm not going to say what they are yet, because I don't want to jump over too many hurdles and overlook past this, what's going to be now an epic trip. So I don't want to look past that, but I am going to say potential three more KC Metro Mile. I'm going to go ahead and say KC Metro Mile definitely is in the plans again. For this season, for this podcast again, if not my favorite event outside of faster races there. So, but yeah, I don't want to get too far ahead right now. That's just a little bit of a sneak peek there. So I'm not giving the rest away yet. I'm not doing that just yet because I know a lot of people listening to this pod, obviously, for good reasons. So most of good reasons. And I know some people are like, what is this guy talking about? But yeah, man. So we got New York, and it's a rarity that you start. And I'll have a full final preview recorded next week ahead of Monday. So that'll be race week, baby. Yeah, now come on Monday. And after that, going dark until after it's all said and done over there. And yeah, so there has been some adjustments and all that, you know, freaking out and all this other stuff. I didn't think I was going to get to this point, especially with this build you know, being worried about one thing after another thing after another thing. And I don't know how we made it here this far. We made it this far, so we committed, baby. We're sending this thing, baby. We're getting it because you only live once, right? And it's just all story, Instagram story, one of my running buddies in the KC area. Not gonna shout you out yet. Not gonna give you a shout out yet. But he said, I think that it really hit home. It's a you only live once. Yes. So you better. Hey, you get an opportunity. You got cash in on it, baby. You got cash in. So I made it this far. So you might as well go. Might as well go. See what's going to happen. Shake down. Who knows what's going to happen? Because, hey, we had no expectation. Well, in period. And run this race. And if I didn't, then at the moment, take away the New York City vibe for a minute. Right? I would have probably decided, hey, let's do Rock the Parkway half again. But now, we're not sure about that. Yeah, I know everybody. I know we missed out on that last year because we were in the dam last year. We ran that and went back to back for that, right? If you wanted to, hey, everybody's tied to their pay. If you wanted to, you can go back and do that. But this year you can't. But can't because they canceled it, I think, until next year anyway. Because so that opened it up for all of us to do it. Pretty much everybody's doing it. Say now for me, it could be a slightly different option. Again, I don't want to go down that road right now. We'll discuss it. I'll discuss it off podcast as well after New York City, all that is unfolded and in the books there as well. But right now we have a big trip looming, and I am still finalizing some details, kind of still doing some little bit of research and all other stuff still. All that for somebody that has not been that far. And obviously, sitting here a few days ago, right? The cold's coming back. Oh, cold's coming back. The cold is coming back again. And with the Saturdays, with me switching my last double digit run of this build before New York City, decided to change it up because every run in the cold has been in the cold. Well, actually, the long run has been in the cold. Last week sucked. I know that for sure. I was planning on doing the whole, 15 miles, but wind was miserable, cold, miserable, just everything. I don't know how I even survived. I don't even know how I got to 12 miles in that mess. I just don't know. The way I was feeling, mentally not in a good, but not in a good mental space. So there's that. So yeah, it all comes hand in hand. You're not in good mental space. Forget about it. But I don't know how I pulled that off last weekend. But yeah, it's supposed to be cold again. So I decided, you know what? Let's be a little smarter. Move it. Our last double digit run to tomorrow after work. That's what I've been doing. Gotta get the miles. It has not been a perfect build. Hell no. But again, I feel like I've been doing the usual EG3 stuff. Getting the miles in now. This is originally typical. Even before trying to get a coach and all the other stuff or a better structure and whatnot. I've been getting all the miles in. Now, the half marathon pace stuff like that. I think my competitor is going to take over. I can tell you that right off the bat. I can tell you the first thing, any race, my competitor is going to take over. So the time's going to speak for it, will tell by itself there as well. So I feel like I've been running, despite the issues, hip issues, left leg issues, whatnot, you're still able to run strong and hard. It says something. So now we'll just have to see what happens, obviously. But it'll be a full preview episode, a final preview coming out next week for this podcast. So kind of again another update on that. So by the time y'all listen to this, the last double digit run should be wrapped up in the books. There, change up things around a little bit. It's nice to spice some things up a little bit, especially with technology, or not with technology, but with tech. Yeah, with technology these days, especially with Strava and. Certain individuals that know your schedule. I'm gonna throw that one out there. So yeah. So yeah, not that I'm trying to be tricky, cheesy or nothing. I'm trying to spice things up a little bit on my end of the spectrum there as well. I know I'm sitting here recording this podcast that 816 is putting on an event tonight. I got asked about it. It's like, hey, I got to get ready for this race. I'm too deep in this now not to see this through. So I'm too deep in it. Maybe I might do in the future. I can't tell you that 100% sure there as well. So, and then also I'm recording this ahead of Tokyo weekend as well. Tokyo Marathon going down this weekend to kick off the World Majors. And then after that, you have Boston. And I think I just thought somebody's doing Paris. It's London, right? It's Berlin. Okay, I know it's not Paris. All right, yeah. So London, thinking out of order. I think Sydney's in the summer, something like that. And we do know the fall. Like obviously Chicago sticks out. New York, again, New York theme. New York is the fall, which the lottery by now has closed. And what was that? Berlin? Yeah, Berlin. Berlin just got done doing their 50th anniversary, something like that. I know plenty of people. I know a lot of people got in that lottery for Berlin. So there's that. So I know I just talked to somebody who's going to Paris. So that's not World Major, but it is another Europe marathon out there as well. So yeah, it's a lot going on. So wishing the best for those that are going to be running the Tokyo full Marathon 2026. Obviously, it is the year, so there's that as well. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer checking back in with y'all. This is playing doubleheader time here for this podcast after we were on a hiatus a little bit. Usually, these episodes come out on Mondays, but it's gonna be a little busy here in the next few days You're going to have an episode come out tonight. Or we already have that ready to go tonight. We're going to probably have another one on Sunday night. This one should come out on its regular time on Monday night. So a week from tonight, you'll get the New York City breakdown, preview, and all that other stuff. And then, yeah, you ain't gonna hear it from me till after that, pretty much there as well. So you're gonna get that. Hey, you're interested in hearing Adventures EG3 and whatnot? You want to tap into this podcast, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content weekly. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Eddie Greer hosted this podcast, which used to be a NASCAR podcast. And I'll run through the cup schedule in a minute. Here, I did not have a chance. I know I'm going back through the time machine a little bit here. To my reaction to the Super Bowl. and that was what the Patriots and Seahawks. The Seahawks won pretty one-sided. Pretty one-sided. And you typically, at least from my view, top of the pit box, NASCAR reference, that you want to see better game than that. Now, obviously, the Seahawks shut everybody down, but that was just a clinic. And it seems like Seahawks put belt the ass on Peyton Manning and the Broncos a handful of years ago to win their, second or first Super Bowl, whatever it was, or how number it was, because we know what happened the following year, which they could have been back to back. We know what happened there with that. And then every time Seahawks have been in it, their defense has been the story of the season. And obviously, Mike McDonald, is this his second or first year? I want to say his first season as head coach. I know he's been a head coach for a while, and apparently he's an Atlanta native there as well. I've yet to listen to other podcasts. Other podcasts take priority right now. So I think it's Mike McDonald. Let me check. Were we clear for a minute? Let me see for a second. Oh my goodness, Eddie, what are you doing? Okay, I want to say it's Mike McDonald. I'm pretty sure it's that, not Michael McDowell. I'm thinking about, I'm crossing NASCAR with football. Yes, it's Mike McDonald, right? Defensive coordinator, now head coach, still calling defensive plays. And for whatever reason, the Seattle Seahawks, when they get to this point or make it to the Super Bowl, they make it that much difficult for the quarterbacks. And the Patriots offensive line, and particularly the left side line, they had no shot, no chance whatsoever. It was not the most exciting Super Bowl. And we see worse Super Bowls. That come to mind. Yep. Bucks, Raiders come to mind. I just thought about another one. Ravens, Giants. Another one. Who else as of recent? That was one-sided football games. Probably you throw in one of them Chiefs games. Eagles, put belt ass on the Chiefs, the Super Bowl prior to that, this past one, or 2 years ago now. There's several others in that conversation too that have been less exciting, and that included that ass whooping that the Seahawks put on Denver Broncos in New York, by the way. So we're gonna keep it the New York theme here, keep it rolling here on this podcast. That was interesting. The cold. I don't think that was a good idea. That was a terrible idea. Outdoors, cold. That did not have a Super Bowl vibe. It just did not. It just. I could have said it then. I'm saying it right now. That felt like more of a playoff game, if you ask me, or a regular season game, if you ask me. There and how the NFL pulled that off is still beyond me. And yeah, that game was not even close to that. So yeah, the Seahawks, Patriots, Drake May. The Patriots are a great story, but they never seen, Patriots took their chances on defense as well, but Seahawks made a few more plays than the Patriots did to win that. And it was definitely really one-sided through most of that game anyway. The score was not difficult of what we saw, what we all watched several weeks ago now. So they got that going. Really, we go back to early in the month here as we already about to wrap up February here in 2026. So yeah, so they got that. Not from my angle, watching Super Bowl 60, not the greatest, not the most exciting Super Bowl. Definitely boring for sure. Now, hey, this is my podcast. I say what I want. Everybody else has their opinion. Y'all stick to y'all do you. Like I always say on this show, I am gonna continue to be myself. Y'all do what y'all want to do. We all get your podcast or say what's on your podcast. So, but yeah, so there's that there as well. Seattle Seahawks, your NFL new world champion. Seattle Seahawks in 2026. Obviously, now football is done there, and on the college football side, Indiana. Oh, my Indiana winning that. Who had that in their 2026 plus bingo card? Not me. Hell no. I'm probably pretty sure speak for a lot of y'all. It's like, Indiana, they're a basketball school. What's going on here? But last couple years under Kurt Cignetti, they have turned into a full football powerhouse. And they've done it their way. Again, you do it your way. Like I said, I'm doing it my way. I'm doing this trip my way to New York, my way. I ain't got to be out here doing the usual, you know, let's go on the plane and all that stuff. all that stuff. Or let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Let's do that. I'm doing this my way. So Kurt Cignetti did it his way, and they did it with pretty much like not five-star recruits or something in that line. So yeah, see that, something else. You can be different. You can be different in this world. You can do whatever you want to do. You cannot be like everybody else. You just cannot have the latest things or whatnot, or want the latest technology, or want to copy somebody else or anything else. So you have the opportunity to do it. I just think going this route, it's going to be very, very interesting. So we'll see about that. But yeah, so there's that for you there. So football is in the books. Baseball going on. Spring training happening right now. Obviously, my team's the Atlanta Braves, obviously. For those of you who do not know, or new listeners do not know, and most of you guys probably follow the Royals, or some of you follow another baseball team. So there's that. We're going to take a step out real quick here. And we're going to end this show with going back to the roads of NASCAR here. We'll go through the rest of this because I don't think I've gone through this cup schedule. They're in the third week. And by right now, when this comes out, you should have listened to the first two reactions. Yes, I'm reacting to every cup race still. And then when this comes out, race three will be in the books down there in Austin, Texas. There was a lot of Austin chatter in one of my group chats. In the last several days. But we'll get to that here in just a moment here on the EG3 Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the EG3 Podcast here, playing two here as I'm recording this latest EG3 episode here on February 27th, 2026. Back on this late afternoon, early evening here as we're heading into the last weekend of February into March. Crazy. Eddie Greer, EG3 host of this podcast, obviously. There, as we continue to, you know, get ready for this epic trip to New York. All right, so left y'all off with going back to the NASCAR side of the coin here, folks. So right now, the Cup Series and the O'Reilly Series is in Austin, Texas for their races, respective races. The Circuit of America's Coda down in Austin, Texas, Royal Course. So that's next. So we already did it. We talked about Super Bowls earlier. The Super Bowl of NASCAR is the Daytona 500. That wrapped up a couple weeks ago. Tyler Reddick won that. And then he turned around and won the next race in Atlanta. So he's looking for, now when this podcast comes out, will he win three in a row? We'll see. We shall see what happens there. Next weekend, it's Phoenix. I'm just going to list off the places here. there, and then in the same weekend as I'm going to New York, the series will head to Vegas, West, and somebody, another case to Kansas City Smoke teammate, who did his thing in the 100 miler, he was just in Vegas for that last weekend, doing his thing there. He road tripped to Vegas, I'm going to be road tripping to New York, to New York City there. So there's that. So that's the same weekend. Yeah, that's the same weekend as I'm going to, New York, NYC for that. So that is the 15th there. About the Cup Series, we'll be racing the Pennzoil 400. With week following that, series goes back to South Carolina, Darlington, there for that. And then, of course, the series then goes to Virginia and the Cookout 400. That is March 29th there. I believe a week. It's going to be a week off in between this one and Bristol. Sunday, April 12th, the Food City, the old school Food City 500. Week after that, the series comes back to right here in the heartland, baby, Kansas, which I'm in total disagreement with Jordan Bianchi. Kansas, one of the better, still, maybe because I'm a homie, and even Atlanta's home and home. Because I was raised there. I grew up, I was born less than 30 minutes away from the racetrack in Atlanta, right? This one, now I've missed the last few races here, so I'm definitely going to have to return to the racetrack. And I've done some out-of-book stuff here, too, as well. Unique stuff here as well, too. So, you know what? You might as well, you only live once. Again, going back to what I said early on, you only live once, so, you want to do things a little different, you go right on ahead. So we got to get back to Kansas, to Speedway, and I need to mark that down. That is the 19th of April there as well, and looks like that week right there, I mentioned the trolley run. Yep, I've already signed for that. I told you guys that. Definitely looking forward to that. let me see here real quick, give me a break here for a second. Okay, so we did that. So that week right there could be I'm gonna put this out there, that week in general, with starting with Kansas, could be a little action at something going on there. I'm gonna say that right there. So we got to get back to Kansas. I know I missed the last few races there. I know several buddies want me to come back, me to go back out there. We need to get back out there, because I'm definitely, at least in my opinion, in my part. Now, Jordan Bianchi, he say what he want to say there on this podcast. I'm gonna say what I want to say, and Kansas is up there now. Yes, Atlanta, nonstop action, but I'm putting Kansas right there next to Atlanta. Right there. Right with this generation of car, the way that this car has put on race at that track now. Kansas, the track, little bit older and everything else like that. I just think you get a lot of good racing out there, and we got to get back. So I'm going to have to go ahead and mark that down on the calendar right now. And then the week after is Talladega. You're back to Super Speedway race, April 26th. May begins with Texas there. You're going back to Texas on a mile and a half, speed of a mile and a half. Going back there for that, May 3rd. Then Watkins Glen, early May. Oof. And that's near the New York area. Watkins Glen, New York. Go bowling at the Glen, 3 o'clock. And I might watch some older races from there. And not talking about, again, not, this is not running, this is driving that we're talking about here. And then the All-Star race, mid-May, May 17th. That, and this is interesting. why, and I got a question on this one. Why did they move it to Dover this year? I have no clue. I have no clue here. This is May 17th. The Oscar, that's going to be interesting itself. Woo, interesting. Very interesting. I'll say that. And the famous Coca-Cola 600, May 24th. We all know that is Memorial Day weekend there. Nashville, the end of May. You have the Cracker Barrel 400 there. And then the summer opens up June 7th there. And this is a weekend where I mentioned the KC Metro Mile on the sit. It's on a Saturday. The move from Thursday night to Saturday night. No change there. I might use one of my passes there. take the work day off. The time's not the issue. Issue there. It's just the fact that, yeah, KC Metro Mile, baby. Come on now. And then June 7th, it's Michigan there. And then the week after that, in the week of June, you have the Pocono race there, June 14th, June 21st. This is a big date right here. San Diego debuting their road course on a naval base. San Diego. The Andrew 250. Now, I'm going to butcher that name right there. But, yeah, this is a bit another all-caps one to keep your eyes on. Yeah, so the All-Star Race, I'm like, ooh, Dover? You picked that one? I don't know about that. But this one, it's going to be fascinating. It's on a naval base. Wow. You have back-to-back road courses in the month of June. You have Sonoma that following weekend there. And then the return of Chicagoland back. July 5th, Chicagoland makes its return to the Cup Series there. Yeah, so that's going to be great there. And I think now that track also, it has not been raced on in a handful of years. We'll see. I think, in my opinion, Chicagoland and Kansas are the same thing, in my opinion. Then North Wilkesboro is now a points race. Put this in all caps. On July 19th. See here, yep. For that one, the Window World 450. That's going to be something. There, I expect that to be jam-packed. Brickyard 400 in July right there. Then we move on to Iowa. This has been on my bucket list as well. And we might be making... I better not say that yet. Don't say that yet. We might. Well, go ahead. Let's go ahead and say it. We might be making a couple of trips up to Iowa. Just saying. For Iowa 3 Corn 350. In Newton, Iowa. Iowa's been on my bucket list as far as going up there is concerned there. Richmond, August 15th. Let me see here. And then, let me see, August 23rd, it's New Hampshire there, returns there. And then the season finale, regular season finale anyways, the Coke 0400, which will set the 16-driver field in point standings to lock in the chase format, which I've been very vocal on this podcast, saying still too many drivers. Because third, I think Kevin Harvick put it this way, had it best. You gotta be, or Denny, I think either he or was it Denny Hamlin was I was listening to. I think Denny Hamlin said it too, on his Daytona or his preview or his Daytona podcast or his reaction podcast, saying, you gotta be in the top five to have a legit shot. I would agree. I probably take it a step further and say six. That's it. That's it. Because I from definitely from six on, and for definitely from you're not gonna be in player. You're just gonna get in. Cause you're gonna be rewarded getting consistency. Now the 12th, I'm gonna say this, 10th through 16. And you better be in close distance. That so this another going back to the old quote unquote old style how the chase was brought up, because the chase, they should have honestly, again, they should have just did. If you're gonna go back to the old school chase, you might as well just cut the middle guys out and say, hey, top 10 makes it, top 10 points make it, while everybody else and. But that, most for me on this podcast, I say 12. You have your 11th, the 11th and 12th in points are the wild card spots. Everybody else, if you're 13th and back, you ain't making it. You're out. You're done. So I've been very vocal about that. on this show, but hey, 16 and for those that are back there, like 10th through 16th, even if you start from 9th or whatever, it depends. You're not going to be a factor anyway, unless you go on a run, like a Tony Stewart run. You have to be spot on perfect Like Tony Stewart did, made his run, when he started, what made it last one in like 12th or whatever, and then he won, reeled off five races to win his third cup championship. Yeah, you're gonna have to do something like that. And I don't see, and it's no shot. I know it's early. I went over points in the latest reaction, which y'all should have heard by now when this comes out. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III. We're about to wrap this thing up here, going through the postseason. Now we're at the postseason of the Cup playoffs now. But yeah. So there's that. Darlington opens up the playoffs, the Southern 500, September 6th, and then the series goes back to Illinois, to Worldwide Technology Raceway, Madison, Illinois, for race two, race three, right back at Bristol for the night race. There, and then the return of the Hollywood Casino 400 back at Kansas again. The fourth race of the chase. The fifth race, the halfway point, Las Vegas, mile and a half racetrack. And no Roval. It is straight up mile and a half action, baby. The Bank of America 400 back at Charlotte. No Roval. There, which, yeah, I prefer that over the Roval. Especially if you're getting a lot of activity on these mountain halves with this generation of a car. So there's that. So that's your halfway point right there. So we got, hold on. So we have one, two, three, four, five. Actually, we're in the second half of the chase now. Six. So now seventh, right? Phoenix, who've been host of the final race for a handful of years. They're now the seventh race of the playoffs. There, that's October 18th. The following is Talladega with their race there. The third of the last race, and then Martinsville. It's not gonna. It's the drama. It's not gonna be the same because who knows at this point what the chase is gonna look like when we get to Talladega. I think in my mind, and then yeah, the drama's kind of been taken out because of the whole. Because we see some dramatic stuff when. It was the win and you're in, win you advance to the championship four and all that stuff. I think the drama's being taken out of it, but it's going to depend on who's in that top three, I think, there. And we'll just see how that all shakes out because the most points is going to win the championship this year. It's not gonna be by luck or anything like that. Everybody's complaining. Oh yeah, it's a rogue champion. Oh, this all stuff complaining and whatnot. This is gonna be who's gonna be consistent and whoever wins it, y'all gonna have to just deal with it because at the end of the day, y'all want the champion to be consistent. Not only that, who won races and had a hell of a year. Now, if I go back to my former favorite driver. Which still is favorite Truex, Martin Truex Jr. If you depending on what format it is, whether that's the elimination style format or the original one, he should have been a multi champion. Now I have the reasons why he was not, but again, y'all gonna so I better not hear it. I better not hear it. That you know, oh yeah, the champion. This guy don't deserve to be a champion. All that. Oh, poor Denny Hamlin. Oh, poor William Byron. Oh, this and that. I don't want to hear it because at the end of the day, results. You cannot win anything on paper. You got to go out there, whether it's football, baseball, running an event, doing whatever it is. You have to perform. You can't just rely on, oh, yeah, this guy's going to do this and the projections and all. I can sit here and do that. Well, I'm already doing it. I can sit here and do that. Anybody can do that for that matter. But you got to go out there and perform. And if you want your goal, you got to go out there, put the work in. You got to go out and get it. So that's just the matter of fact it is, right? So there's that. So in the course, and I love that. I mean, it's different circumstances. Again, it's different circumstances. When we hit Homestead, because Homestead is the last race of the year. So the champion might be already crowned by then. Who knows? So again, it's like these two races right here, really Phoenix, different situation. It's up a little bit. Martinsville and Homestead. It could be, it's going to be a different setting. Because the championship might be wrapped up. We'll see. So we'll find out. We'll find out for We'll find out when we get there, but it's still, we got ways to go. Ways to go in the year, ways to go in the season. It's too early right now. And fascinating to see what's going to happen down in COTA, down there in Austin, Texas for the race this weekend. Obviously, you have SVG, my other initial buddy, SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, looking to win another road course. But he'll have competition. There's no question about that. He'll have to deal with his teammate, Zilich, Chris Rebell. I think it's going to be a factor in that. Reddick's going to be a player in that, because he's going for three and try to win, be the first driver to win for three in a row. Can't pull that off. And I think a couple other play will be a player as well. So I think it's going to be a good show. I really think it is. They're down there in court. We'll see. We'll have a reaction for you as well. So between that, we're plenty of content for y'all here leading up to Big Time New York, baby. So so there you go on the NASCAR side. As I just went through the rest of the Cup scares, I know I kind of went through it sort of fast, but yeah, so there's that for y'all here on this latest edition of the show. So yeah, I just think I think the drama's been taken out. Now we won't know until we get there, but again, you gotta be, I'm with Denny Hamlin, you gotta be in that top five to have a shot. Now again, consistency. You cannot get away with taking weeks off and all that other stuff, or just, oh, we're gonna try this setup and whatnot. You gotta go get points. And we already see things develop. Now we're only two races in. And the first two races were speedway races. Daytona and Atlanta. Right? So it's gonna be fascinating to see how this shakes out, because you're not in that top 16. So you should be really no excuse for any driver, especially if you're consistent, to get points. It's your own fault if you don't make the top 16. It's your own fault. For one, well, 75% is in your control. 75% of it is in control. The other quarter of it is out of your control, because you can get in somebody else's mess, have mechanical issues, things like that. Oh, my goodness. So you can't control it, but you can control the outcome. So we'll see what happens there as we move along. I don't know what this fool is doing over here. So I think that's my cue to wrap this up. Boy, I've been talking a lot here today between the two episodes that we just recorded here on the show here. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are free and available weekly. Sometimes two times a week, like we are here as of late. iTunes, Spotify, wherever it's to your podcast, the EG, I almost said my other podcast, the EG3 podcast on your platforms. If you're a first time listener, you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe. Especially if you do love NASCAR racing. I do still talk about that as well. I've talked about that quite a bit. Here you go, all. But there is stuff going on too. Baseball since spring training, as I said here. So you have that going on as well. And so, but I'm looking forward. This is going to be a couple of interesting weeks for sure. But I couldn't be more. I'm starting to get that itch. Starting to get excited for what is to come here for this podcast and for the Fast Eddie, too, for that matter. So there's that as well. But definitely make sure you tap into this podcast. I'll have a reaction for COTA, and we'll do a final preview for New York City. Half coming up, the 2026 United Airlines New York City half. I will get that cleaned up. That's not cleaned up, but the United Airlines New York City half 2026. I'll do a final preview of that, since you know we're doing races, what we're doing anyway. So we'll do that one more time. We'll do a final preview, and then it's off to the races, baby, on that. But yeah, definitely you want to tap in, because things are on the horizon. Oh, yeah. So you want to make sure you're tapped in to EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here. We made it to the finish line yet again on another edition of the EG3 Podcast. Thank you so much once again for hanging out with Eddie Greer III here on the... I'm recording this another podcast here on this Friday, here in the Final Fire Friday in February. Until then, we'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. We out. Peace.